بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Today inshallah we move to the chapter of the Quran Sharif, chapter 56, Surah 56, and this is Suratul Waqi'ah. Suratul Waqi'ah. Suratul Waqi'ah, chapter 56, and Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, has many benefits, and you should recite it after Maghrib, and there is already research that has been done for this year. And you can search it, Hadith Answers, where it's an online source for Hadith Fatwas. They have also said that this Hadith, it is declared as a chain which is good. And this is encouraging the recitation of Surah Waqi'ah every night. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's start off with the virtues, the special characteristic of Suratul Waqi'ah. And you'll find this word, where does this word come from? Al-Waqi'ah, Al-Waqi'ah. It's in the very first verse of the surah. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ When the imminent event will occur. When the imminent event will occur. This means the day of Qiyamah. So Al-Waqi'ah, the special characteristic is mentioned by the incident of Sayyiduna Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiyallahu anhu. Ibn Kathir rahimullah has mentioned it, and he has mentioned on the authority of Ibn Asakir, and he says that when Sayyiduna Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiyallahu anhu, faqih hadhihi al-ummah, the faqih of this ummah, when he was lying on his deathbed, Sayyiduna Uthman radiyallahu anhu paid him a visit, and the following conversation had ensued. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu asked him, Ma tashtaki? What are you suffering from? Look at the Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu anhu, such a noble. All the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were mahfooz, means when they passed away, radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. This is the status that they had achieved. Or rather, this is the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them through His infinite mercy. And this is based on sohbat. Sohbat. There were many great, amazing qualities of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But the title that is chosen for them, it is Sahaba, because sahiba, sahbat, it comes from this word sahaba. Sahbat. Sahbat means to be in the company of someone. And through this company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it made them stand out. It gave them a different definition, a high class human being, but high class. This is because they spend time, they are the direct students of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dedicated, diligently striving to follow Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every walk of life, to the point that if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tripped, if they had to pass that point or they had to pass that place, they will imitate Nabi, they will fall. Just to say that because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's failure, so I will fall here. This was their dedication to emulating Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lifestyle. The sunnah mubarakah of Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu is asking Faqihu Hadi al-Ummah, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, who's laying on his deathbed, and he's saying, Ma tashtaki, what are you suffering from? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, and his fear for Akhirah, the fear of what, even though he's got this high status, but still he says, Dhunubi, Dhunubi, my sins. My sins. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu asks, Ma tashtahi, do you desire anything? Do you desire anything? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu says, Yes, Rahmata Rabbi, Rahmata Rabbi, Allah's mercy. He didn't look towards his actions. He didn't look towards what's going to take him in terms of what he did. Now it's time to turn to Allah's mercy. Allah's mercy is the only thing that is going to save us, O Ummah. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu then asks, Shall I call a doctor for you? Ala amuru laka bitabibin, bitabib. Can I call a doc? Can I arrange a doctor for you? On your behalf? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, At-tabibu amaradani? Is it the doctor who has given me the ailment? At-tabibu amaradani? Is it the doctor who has made me sick, who has given me the sickness? At-tabibu maradani? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu asks this question. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu says then, May I send you an allowance from the public treasury? Ala amuru laka bi ata'. Ala amuru laka bi ata'. May I send some allowance for you from the Baytul Mal? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu says, La hajata li fi. I have no need for it. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu then says, Yakunu li banatika min ba'dik. It will be accepted, it will benefit, it will be for your daughters which you leave behind, it will help them. Look at the response of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, then you'll begin to understand the importance, the virtue of Suratul Waqi'ah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, faqihu hadhi al-umma, says, Atakhsha ala banati al-faqr? Are you worried about my daughters and that they will suffer from poverty? He says, Inni amartu banati, I instruct my daughters that they recite Yaqra'na kulla laylatin surat al-waqi'ah. Every single night they read surat al-waqi'ah. I have instructed my daughters to read surat al-waqi'ah every night. I don't have such a worry. This is my instruction to them. And then he said, Inni sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Man qara'a surat al-waqi'ah kulla. Whoever recites, Man qara'a surat al-waqi'ah kulla layla, lam tusibhu faqatan abada. He will never ever suffer from poverty. Will never ever suffer from poverty. Man qara surat al-waqi'ah kulla layla, lam tusibhu faqatan abada. He will never ever suffer from poverty ever. Ibn Kathir rahimullah has supported it with other chains of transmitters and other sources as well. Now when we speak, let's go to the first verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة When the imminent event will occur. When the imminent event will occur. What does this mean? The horrors of the day of resurrection. The horrors of the day of resurrection. إذا وقعت الواقعة. You can hear the strength in these in this verse. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, and if you take Al-Waqi'ah, is one of the names of the days of the day of Qiyamah. This is according to Ibn Kathir rahimullah. Because there is no room for doubt in its occurrence. It is real, it will surely come to pass. Guarantee that the day of Qiyamah, it is most certain. When it's going to come, that we don't know. The only details we have, it is going to be on the day of, it will be on the day of Jumu'ah, a Friday. But all of this, where they say 10th Muharram, all of this, we said to you, there's no basis for that. It's going to come suddenly. Suddenly. The day of Qiyamah. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ Verse number one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse, لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً There will be no one to deny its occurrence. لَيْسَ There will be no one. لِوَقْعَتِهَا Its occurrence. كَاذِبَة Deny. There will be no one to deny its occurrence. The word كَاذِبَة just like afia, just like aqibah, it is used in its verbal noun. So what does this give off? It gives the sense of the verse, that is, that the news of the occurrence of this event cannot be a false news. Some authorities have taken the word kadhiba in the sense of takdhib, to deny. And the meaning in that case is clear, that no one can deny the fact that it will come to pass. Laysa liwaqa'atiha kadhiba. So this is two verses. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ When the imminent event will occur. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةِ There will be no one to deny its occurrence. It's definitely going to occur. خَافِضَةُ الرَّافِعَةِ خَافِضَةُ الرَّافِعَةِ It will be abasing, exalting others. It will be abasing some. خَافِضَةُ It will be abasing some. رَافِعَةُ Exalting others. The inevitable event will bring about a great revolution in the lives of men. As was witnessed, you can see, the revolution of governments. Today this, tomorrow that, tomorrow this, always. Some going up, some going down. Some going up, some going down. The high and the mighty will be laid low, and the despised and downtrodden will be exalted. The poor become rich, and the rich become poor. This is how Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has interpreted the statement khafidatur rafi'ah, abasing some, exalting others. The purpose is to depict the horrors of the day of resurrection. Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for us.